Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. We have a few minutes before we end off the program for this evening. Now, to sum up our discussion, we asked you the question that is good manners a dying trait? And this is a question that I had put out on my Twitter feed this afternoon, and 120 people responding to that. 56% of people saying, yes, absolutely, it's become a dying trait. 7% saying, no, not at all. 20% saying, in the younger generation, yes, it is a dying trait. And 17% saying, partially. At this point, I'd like to share with you the advices of Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, the Amir al-Mu'mineen, who advised his son, Sayyidina Hassan, radiallahu anhu, and he said, Ya bunayya usika bitaqwallah, that, oh my dearest son, I advise you to hold firm onto taqwa. Taqwa is God consciousness. Taqwa is the foundation for everything and should be the thing that guides us in everything that we do. We should strive to act with taqwa, not only in our religious matters, in our ritual issues, but apply it in every aspect of our lives. He then said, وَكَلِمَةِ الْحَقِّ فِي الرِّضَاءِ وَالْغَضَبِ, and I advise you to speak the truth, whether you are pleased or angry. Whatever the circumstances, whether in a good mood or bad mood, whether things are going your way or against you, always speak the truth. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, يَا بُنَيَّ مَنْ حَفَرَ لِأَخِيهِ بِئْرًا وَقَعَ فِيهَا, that, oh my son, whoever digs a well for his brother to fall in it, he himself will fall in it. Ill will and plotting against your brother, nothing good comes from harboring ill will towards someone else. Instead, we are afflicted by it ourselves. If our feelings drive us to the point where we devise plots against our brothers or sisters, then we need to understand that we are playing with fire. And the only one who will definitely get hurt is the person who is behind the scheme, whether it is in this life or the next. We are the ones that will suffer from that. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu then said, وَمَنْ أُعْجِبَ بِرَأِهِ ظَلَّ, and whoever is impressed with his opinion, he has lost his way. So being impressed by ourselves, in order for us to get over ourselves, and not to be conceited, and that we not become too impressed, ajabu nafs, then we need to be open towards criticism. And we need to look within ourselves, and we need to acknowledge whatever we have as bounties from Allah. And we understand that Allah has enabled us to do everything, and we are incapable of doing anything without the guidance of Allah Rabbul Izzah. وَمَنْ خَالَتَ الْإِنْذَالِ حُقِّرَ, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu then said, whoever mingles with inzal, that is people of bad behavior, he will be disgraced. And this is an important point, that الرَّجْلُ عَلَى دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ, that a person will follow the ways of his companions. So if you sit in the company of lowly people, if you sit in the company of people with bad character, what eventually will happen is that that will rub off onto you. You will end up having bad character. But if you sit in the company of people with good character, then you will eventually attain good character. And the next statement of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu guides us in that regard, where he says, وَمَنْ جَالَسَ الْعُلَمَاءَ وُقِّرَ, and whoever sits in the company of the ulama, the scholars, he will be granted dignity. And you look in this world, now you can see a person who had the sahbah, the companionship of ulama, just looking at his garb, looking at his disposition, looking at how he carries himself, you're immediately able to gauge that this is a man who has the sahbah, this is a man who had sit in the company of the awliya, and it is evident within our own community. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu advising his son Sayyidina Hassan, he said, وَالْقَنَعَةُ مَالٌ لَا يَنْفَدْ, and contentment is wealth that does not diminish. When you are contented, look, Wealth, you do not have any control. It may come, al-malu ghadin wa rahin. It may come to you, it may leave you. You don't have control of that. But if you have contentment in your heart, then that is your greatest wealth. Contentment in your heart is your greatest wealth. And the fact of the matter is that whatever your circumstances, you do not have control over how much you earn, but you have control over how much you spend. You may continue living your life wanting the next thing, but if you're happy with what you have, then you are truly in a better position. And he then continues by saying, "Wal adabu khayru mirathin," and good manners are the best of inheritance. To learn good manners from your parents, to learn it from your seniors, to adopt it, that is the best inheritance that can be passed to you. وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ خَيْرُ الْقَرِينِ, and good character is the best of companions. Wherever you go, good character remains your companion, you are on the right path. So having good manners, something that each of us should consistently work on developing and improving within ourselves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best example of this and someone we can all strive to learn from is undoubtedly the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Good manners is something we should strive to teach each other, but the best way to teach good manners is to show and to share good manners with others. The excellent character, we should never reserve our best face and set our of action solely for dealing with others outside the home. A close companion is someone who never leaves us. And that is how we should look at character. That character should be our close companion. That in all circumstances, we should adopt the best of character and make that our trait. So these are invaluable words of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, advising his son, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, that these are the qualities that we need to adopt. So as we come to the conclusion of this edition of Your World Today, the question that we asked you today was, is good manners a dying quality? And majority of the interaction that we've received from our listeners indicating in that regard. May Allah Rabbul Izzah make us from those who are the flag bearers of good qualities and good character. May we continue to excel in that regard and continue to exhibit good qualities. That way we leave it for this evening. We sign out from Port Elizabeth, where we'll be hosting the program. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for the edition of At-Tajir. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.